JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we highlight the recently launched Nava String tree planting project. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill has committed his ministry support to the SCJ Holdings, SCJH Limited's Nava String tree planting initiative.
I welcome any tree planting initiative which will help to increase the country's forest cover, protect our watersheds, reduce the country's carbon footprint, provide ecosystems, services and support the National Climate Change Initiative.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the launch of the project February 17 at the National Water Commission's Artificial Groundwater Aquifer Recharge Facility at Innswood, St. Catherine. The project, to be implemented at a cost of over $25 million, is being undertaken in partnership with several ministries, departments, and agencies. It aims to, among other things, increase local food production, provide a source of fruits to boost agro-processing, provide employment and foster culture change in schools and communities, increase the country's stock of lumber trees, protect watersheds, and support the National Climate Change Initiative. Chief Executive Officer of the SCJH, John Gale, says the purpose of the initiative is to support and promote interventions that encourage the engagement of youth clubs, civic organizations, and communities to plant 1 million trees, including fruit trees, over 4 years. The Nava String program is supported by the Forestry Department, National Environment and Planning Agency, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Jamaica Agricultural Society, Social Development Commission, and other stakeholders.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies islandwide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for the island to develop an internationally competitive construction industry that supports economic development through the use of the best construction technologies and practices. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
There's this plant called the squash. It's something looking like a melon, except that it has a neck, a very long neck, and it can be cooked and eaten like the way you would normally do chocho. It can be mixed with saltfish, mackerel, or so forth, or people who would normally eat pork, that kind of stuff. Yes, it's nice with that.
Basil roe.
Join Basil Rowe in sharing your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35904. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.